Okay, I'll start with medical. Sean Laveau had an ankle or suffered an ankle injury yesterday. He's still getting evaluated medically. I'll give you updates as I get them tomorrow. Today we had a chance to shift our focus to getting ready for St. Louis, giving our guys some looks and studying some tape and giving them a chance to work against some of the different things that St. Louis may be doing that are different than they're seeing on a day-to-day basis from our offense and from our defense. It'll be good to get a chance to get out on the field and see our guys against different competition and against different people. And so we're obviously looking forward to that opportunity. We have a plan for the game in terms of playing. We're going to play our starters for the most part for about a quarter. That may vary from individual to individual. We'll get our second group in there for the second quarter and third quarter. Some of them will be done at halftime. Some will go forward in the third quarter. And then fourth quarter, we'll get some of our third group in there. I'll give you more details tomorrow on specific individuals as we get more medical information. But that's our general plan. And, again, I'll get into the specifics of people and different people and playing them tomorrow when I get more information on that. I'll take questions.
What's up with Pinkston? He walked off. Is there any problem?
Yeah, no, there's no problem. No problem at all.
Who do you see with Gilkey and Kent coming from Division II school? What do you like about him, or what does he need? What's he working on?
What I like and what we saw was a big guy who can really move his feet well. And, coming from where he's coming from, it's a big adjustment. He played tackle, so moving to guard is usually an adjustment for guys. And then the level of competition, what he's seeing, and then obviously an offense that has a lot more than what he had done in college. So, there's three things that usually young guys and a lot of young guys that are coming from smaller schools have adjustments to do. So I've been pleased with what he's doing. He's a guy who's improved and, just has to keep working.
Has he held his own physically? Coming up, obviously, in Division II, physically, has he held his own?
He has. A lot of times it's more a matter of technique that he's going against guys that have been in the league for so long and are physically, equal or a little bit ahead of him. So it's a matter of learning the techniques and getting better at those, and he should be fine.
Chuck, what do you think of Deion Lewis? We saw him out there with the ones today, and he's been a guy these first couple of weeks who's really shown up, but we've also been down this road with guys that show up in camp. What are your thoughts, though, as far as him and how you project him?
Yeah, he's had a good camp. He's really come, and like you said, he's shown a lot, been a playmaker, and show good vision, running skills, also demonstrated ability to catch the ball. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him in the game. We're working him on special teams as a kick returner as well. So I'm excited to see him, see what he does.
Sean, we've asked you about the kickers before. The punting situation, how comfortable are you with the competition?
That's been a good competition, and both those guys have been hitting the ball well. They're neck and neck right now, and so what they do in the games, we'll be alternating those guys back and forth, and so they all get a chance to get their punts in and their kicks in, and we'll see where it goes from there. But this will be a big part of the evaluation.
Is Deshaun Gibson all the way back from that shoulder? We see him out there. So is he all the way back?
Yeah, he's come along pretty well. We'll look at him and talk about it medically and just kind of see where he's at. But, he's practiced today and did everything. So, I'll let you know tomorrow on that.
And what does he give you out there as that
good athlete, real solid guy, understands the defense, can make calls, communicates well out there, just a good football player.
It's a slow news day, but long snapper was signed for 5 years today. So is he always perfect? What's your thoughts about the long snapper?
Yeah, at that position, you have to be perfect. And he's proven that, he's a valuable part of the team. And, you never know how valuable those guys are until you don't have one that can get the snap back. And I've been there before. So we're happy to have Christian as part of our organization for a long time. And he, he's earned it.
So you were here with Pondrian. Is he capable of a long snapper, or was he special as he's supposed to be when you were fifth-round draft pick?
I don't know to compare the two. That was a while ago. Well, Christian is very good. So, you know, that's why, again, we wanted to keep him around here for a while.
Chuck, have you, in your coaching career in the NFL, have you ever been on the field?
I have.
What year was that?
I have. When I was in San Diego the first time I was on the field.
As a tight end coach?
Yes.
So, you can't simulate what you're going to walk into on Thursday. Yes, Norm, what it's like. I mean, I know you know what it's like, but until you're down there, the hectic buzz of a game, what are your thoughts about being in that environment for the first time?
Well, you know, I've been there before, and, you know, being involved with the coaches I've been involved with, and, you know, in, whether I was up in the box or not, or on the field, I've been able to be part of some of those decisions and understanding the different situations and games that come up. You know, it's something that I've been real fortunate to be around some really good head coaches that I could learn from along the way. And certainly Norm's a guy that I've talked to. I have a book about this thick that's full of different scenarios that over the course of the summertime while I was on vacation, I had a chance to, you know, just look at them and study those type of situations that may come up and think through how I would handle them. And at the end of the day, you know, it's not easy. There's things that come up that can go either way. You want to have good reasons for what you do. Ultimately, most of the time, it's decided whether that was a good decision or not by whether it works. You know, you're looking to have the right the right reasons to make those decisions.
The other thing, the logistics of a sideline. We saw Schirmer knock an official down accidentally last year just because of the confusion down there. Have you gotten any pointers from Norv on how to avoid things like that?
How to not knock officials down?
I mean, I've seen head coaches trip over their cords. You know, I mean, this is the first time you're going to be in that position.
Yeah, I think we have a wireless system, so that alleviates that. I think the biggest thing and one of the things that was important for me is to have two coordinators that are calling the game and, you know, that you have faith in that way. And so, you know, I can focus more on game management and whether that's situational calls, whether that's replay, whether that's, you know, obviously the things that happen with timeouts and in the end of the game or end of halves. You know, those are the big things that come up. And so, you know, hopefully with guys that I trust and the way I do with our coordinators here, that'll be a big help. I won't be tripping over any wires.
I can have somebody in the booth, Judd, saying, hey, challenge that call.
Yes, we have a system set up of guys looking up top. And certainly, you know, Norv and Ray, they'll be up in the box. And, you know, they'll have a good look at some of the replays. Also have a guy specified to do that, and then down on the field, you know, between myself and some other eyes, you know, hopefully we got it all covered.
Chuck, being an offensive guy, do you envision yourself, you know, giving suggestions at certain points of the game to Norv, or is it completely you trust them with that offensive game plan, which you guys put together throughout the game?
No, you know, I think that, you know, I have things to have in mind that, you know, that I'll have in mind as the game goes on. One of the things I know as a coordinator and as a play caller, that you get in a rhythm, you get in a groove, you get in a thought process, you're setting things up for later. And so to interfere too much, you know, I don't want to do. But at the same time, there's a right time for suggestions and things like that that hopefully I'll pick out the right time for those.
Chuck, we've asked you a lot about Brandon Weeden and his growth and what we're seeing out here on the practice field. Talk a lot about good days versus bad days and that. From your perspective, though, how much of what we actually see should be taken, you know, with a grain of salt as far as saying, oh, he had a good day today or he had a bad day and didn't look good, things of that nature?
Well, I'm not sure how much you actually see, so I can't answer that part of it. But a lot of it you see behind the scenes when you go into the meetings, understanding, you know, what he's been talked to about, what things have been stressed, and then seeing what was done out on the field, making the corrections, coming back. So a lot more of it's behind the scenes. And, you know, even for me not always being in the quarterback meeting, you know, I have to make sure that I know what those things are as well. And only the guys that are in those meeting rooms that are close in the in that situation are really the ones that know. That's something I've learned along the way in the league.
Do you think, though, he's performing a lot better in camp than maybe some are giving him credit for?
I don't really know what the assessment of his of him is outside. Again, I've seen progress, and that's what I want to see. And, you know, getting into these preseason games and ultimately performing and seeing how much he's able to transfer from the practice field to the games is critical.
Sure, I don't know you have strength. But Deion, at his size, is he a guy that could get 15 carries a game if he needed to? Or, you know, being that small, is he more of a best suited for a team to face kind of guy?
Yeah, I don't really classify guys that way. I think that been fortunate to be around some small guys, and they were able to carry the load. And, you know, that's all kind of an individual thing. I see Deion being effective, not just as your traditional change of pace guy where you're always doing stuff outside, but he can run up inside. He's got good vision, and he's a good runner overall. So, you know, I think whatever role, he can fill a number of roles.
Chad, have you made a decision about Trent playing or not playing tomorrow?
We're going to, again, with just like everybody else, we're going to sit down with them, you know, talk medically, get more information, and then I'll let you guys know tomorrow.
Hey, Chud, with Trent, you know, he told us, you know, he really wants to play in every preseason game because last season knee surgery, wife told him about. No matter what your decision is, I mean, do you have to kind of talk about your plan for him with him and kind of explain it to him because he's got the ambition to be out there?
Yeah, and we'll talk to all the players that are in that situation, and you know, whether we play, don't play, we'll first assess it and do the smart thing, and then, you know, we'll communicate that with them.
Will you go into the game with a script of plays at all?
We will. Basically, we're going to go in with our base offense and base defense and our base calls in those areas and special teams as well, and see how our guys execute them. You know. Preseason, we'll always hold a little bit back for the regular season. But, you know, we're in a situation where guys are learning an offense, learning a defense, learning special teams. And so we want to see how they're going to execute our base package.
Thank you.